Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Big weekend ahead at Nationals Park as the St. Louis Cardinals come to town. They come to town with a 19-19 record. They are an abysmal 4-13 on the road so far in 2025. But you'll see three matchups this weekend. Friday night, 6:45, first pitch. Mitchell Parker takes the mound, and he'll be opposed by our old friend Eric Fetty. That game is going to be on Apple TV. So get your grandparents set up with their Apple TVs.
Or just listen on the radio.
Or that. You can listen to the radio. You listen to 106.7 The Fan, the flagship station of the Washington Nationals. That always helps us. But on top of that, Friday night is a post-game concert, too. It's our first post-game concert of the year. Our friends OAR, who's our friends of the radio station, they're performing on Friday night. So that's a good way to start off the weekend over at Nationals Park.
Yeah, should be a fun one. I think the seeing Eric Fetty back out on the hill, he kind of pitched well against them in spring training. And I you always cheer for a guy like Fetty for what he was able to do, where he pitched with the Nationals for so long, never really turned anything special, and then went over and pitched in Korea and then came back and has pitched really, really well. Hasn't been as good of results this year, a 4.78 ERA coming into his game on Friday. But, you know, he's been really, really effective in his 2 years since he's come back from overseas. See if he can get back to that. Mitchell Parker been up and down so far this season, but still a good 3.48 ERA. See if he can kind of get back out on track. On Saturday, you got Trevor Williams on the hill against Andre Pallante. And then Sunday is the matchup I think a lot of people are going to be fired up about. Mackenzie Gore versus Miles Michaelis. Again, Michaelis, not great results this year, a 4.76 ERA, 1.35 whip, but frankly, I don't even know that it really matters who the opposing pitcher is. Anytime Gore's on the hill, it's must-watch for Nationals fans. So should be a fun series against the Cards. It's going to be a good one. Also, want to shout out our guy, Bob Carpenter. If you're going to the game on Friday, he's going to be out signing some autographs in the team store before the game. So go out and see Carp on Friday before the game.
Scorebook Bob is a man of the people. I love to see it. Saturday is actually Harry Potter Day at the ballpark. So fans are going to get a Harry Potter jersey as they walk their way down Half Street.
We've seen those. They look good.
Yeah. We've gotten a couple over at the station. They're definitely good looking jerseys. And then, like I said, Sunday, the league leader in strikeouts, Mackenzie Gore, is going to be on the mound. So should be a fun series at Nationals Park this weekend. On the other side of the series, the Nats will get back on the road where they will be in Atlanta for four. And then next weekend will be another round of the Battle of the Beltways. Well, they'll take on Baltimore in Baltimore for a three-game weekend series, which is cool because we haven't had a weekend series in Baltimore in several years. The last few years since they've done the schedule realignment, it's ended up being home and homes that are always during the week. But now it looks like they've finally fixed it to where we can get these weekend series on in this Battle of the Beltway series now. So that'll be cool to see that. But we'll get to more of that as the week progresses. Until then, that'll do it here for us on Bustin' Loose Baseball. Remember to tell your fellow Nats fans and fellow friends to check out Bustin' Loose Baseball wherever you get your podcast. Make sure they just subscribe and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'll bring you new episodes at the beginning and end of every Nats series. Toby, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, real quick on Dylan Cruz. I know he's really struggled recently, and he's always someone that people are hyper-focused on. I know there was a clip from the Junkies that went viral about EB being down on Dylan Cruz and some people talking about that, and some people sort of agree, some people don't. Regardless, you know, Dylan Cruz to me is someone that, unless it gets just horrendously bad where his average were to dip below like 150, I think this is someone you just have to stick with all year because, remember, they skipped him from A-ball to Double-A. They didn't even send him to High-A, regardless of what you think about the ballpark in Wilmington. I don't think it had anything to do with that. It was just more so they wanted to move this guy along, and they understand that he's someone that's not a head case or anything. He's going to be able to handle all the struggles. And just from my own personal interactions with him, nothing rattles this guy. Nothing bothers him. And you've already seen in this season, and I think it's enough for you know, unless the results again become really, really bad, I think it's enough for this team to give him a shot. Like, he started horribly. Remember that. He started very, very bad. And then he kind of turned things around, and over like a, you know, 2 week stretch, he was hitting like 350. So he's already showing you he can make adjustments in the season. He can do what's necessary. I think this is just a guy going through a true rookie season where he makes an adjustment. The pitchers make an adjustment. Now he has to make an adjustment to the adjustment. And just, that's how big league baseball works. They're good. These guys are awesome. And so there's going to be adjustments that need to be made all season long. And I think he's someone that can handle stretches where he doesn't have much success. He's been horrendous this year with runners in scoring position. That's not going to hold up for the rest of his career. He just needs some time, and I think they're going to give it to him. Mike Rizzo isn't someone that gives someone a roster spot as a top prospect and then takes it away and keeps sending them up and down and basically making it so that they're going back and forth to Rochester all the time. That's not going to happen. I think he's going to be fine. There's going to be struggles. It's going to be brutal to watch at times, but I think you leave him alone and just understand that he can handle the struggles and he'll be just fine.
That'll do it for Toby Altizer. I'm Darius Dameron. Grant will be back next time around. Hope you get better soon, Grant. Until then, enjoy Nationals baseball.